So you're probably asking yourself, how to successfully grow a facility management company in today's digital age while still remaining profitable? You know that marketing should probably be in the mix, but you may not know the best approach, the newest strategies, or which digital platforms to market on. So how do you use marketing to grow your FM business today? That is a question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Javier Lozano Jr., and welcome to the Facility Management Marketing Podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode. I'm your host, Javier. So this next episode is kind of cool. I'm actually kind of excited to go through this. I'm going to try to make it to the point. Is how to get a marketing leadership role as a facility or property management in a facility or property management industry. And so I've gotten this question asked a few times. And so how do you get to a marketing leadership role for your facility or property management company in 2023? That's essentially what we're going to be discussing. And so I'm going to dive into this really quick. So, here's the thing. If you are relatively new to the marketing world, then, it's going to take time. Okay. It's going to take time to earn that opportunity. And when I say relatively new, if you recently just graduated from college and you've had a few marketing coordinator type positions, very entry level positions, to get to a leadership role for your facility or property management company in the marketing space is going to be challenging. The thing that I want you to kind of think about is that it's not bad. It's not that you're not made for it. It's just simply you have to work for it because, I thought I was good at marketing when I started my business back in 2008. Okay. I thought I was a hot shot. Okay. I was great at sales. I understood how to, all this stuff worked. I thought I had it down. I thought I wasn't going to struggle. And then it's like what the old Mike Tyson saying that everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. It's exactly what happened to me. I had a plan until I got punched in the face. I got punched in the face with the Great Recession, with all the homes foreclosing and people losing their job, okay? Got punched in the face with that very, very fast, all right? And then all of a sudden it was like, I need to just close deals. And so I got really good at closing. But closing deals made me good at marketing because I knew how people were responding. And so I would use those things into our marketing strategy. Where I'm coming from on this is that experience does play a role if you're looking for a leadership position. Okay, so you might be saying the only way to get experience is to actually be in that role. And I'm totally on board with you. The only way to get experience is to do that, which is one of the reasons why I started a business. Now I'm not telling you to go start a business. But what I'm kind of telling you is that you might want to start something on the side to give you the experience that you're doing this in conjunction to your current role. Does that make sense? So start a side hustle. Okay, it's probably the best thing that you could possibly do. And you might be saying, well, I don't have time because these people are all looking for stuff during business hours. Well, you make time. You find ways to make that thing work. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with starting a side hustle. Quite frankly, I feel like in today's day and age, having a side hustle is more important than just getting as many promotions as you can in your current role or jumping job to job to job. I think having a side hustle is critical. And so what I want you to understand is that this is the benefit of what I'm trying to get to is that if you're looking to get that new marketing leadership role for your facility or property management company this year in 2023, you need to basically have skill sets that you can show to your leader, your boss, and saying, hey, I've been doing this, and this, and I'm able to do this, and this, and this is what I think we should do, and I've tried these things, and you can then show them things that you've done in the past, hey, this has been successful, and this has worked, and the only way to do that, because you might keep saying that, well, I need the experience that, someone needs needs to trust in me and to give me a chance. And I need the experience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, you are right. You do need the experience, but sometimes you can't get the experience unless someone just either goes on a limb on you. And right now, during a recession, some people aren't going to invest that kind of, you know, invest that kind of money to just like, well, we're going to take a gamble on this and see what happens. They're not going to do that. That's going to be the other way around. They're going to be like, yeah, this ain't going to work. So we're focusing on what's going to work for now. We're not going to make a gamble on this. And so this was one of the biggest reasons why I started my own company, because I wanted to make a certain amount of money, but more importantly, I wanted the opportunities of these other things and I wasn't getting them. And so I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to start my own business. I'm going to be my own boss. I'm going to be in charge of this. This is like what I've been wanting to do for a long time. And I'm just going to go and just do it. And so by me starting my own business, I was able to develop skill sets a lot quicker. And here's the difference. When you're using your own money to try new things, you get really smart quickly. You don't like, well, I just burned $50,000. I hope my boss isn't mad. Like, oh no. Like, you burn $50,000 and it's your own money, you're eating ramen for the next 2 or 3 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that kind of like, it's getting real situation. And that's kind of what I'm trying to like almost point out here is that by me starting my own business, it allowed me to get not just strategic, but it was my money that I was spending. And so I couldn't fudge on a lot of mistakes. So I had to be really smart in how I approached my stuff. Now, I spent money in areas that made no sense because I was young and dumb and I was just trying to make things grow. And then I spent money in other areas. I'm like, hey, this is really giving me a great ROI. I'm totally going this direction. And, you know, from my perspective, what's the most important thing to understand is that if you're trying to grow into these new leadership roles, the number one thing that you can do is to try to acquire as many skills. So that's one way of trying to acquire skills is starting a side hustle. Okay. Basically, you know, what you can do is you can start your own little side agency on like, you know, something that you think you're really good at in marketing. Maybe it's social media management. Maybe it's SEO. Maybe it's email content. Maybe it's like creative. I don't know. It could be whatever. And then what you just do is you go to like Fiverr, or you go to Upwork, or if you know someone that's local in your community that needs help with something, you go to them and you do it at a deep discount. And you're like, man, that's not worth it for me. Again, you're trying to develop skill sets. You're not trying to like feed yourself, because your main job is doing that right now. Your main job is feeding you, paying your rent and all this other stuff. This is just giving you skill sets. And you can just tell them, be like, listen, I'm going to do this for 3 months at this price. If everything goes well, this is going to be my normal price, you know? And if you're really ambitious, you can even go in there and be like, hey, I'm going to do this for 30 days for free. If you like what you see, then I will, you know, then I'm going to charge this. And then if you like what you see after that, then I'm going to charge this, which is going to be my standard pricing moving forward. And they might be like, hey, that's fair. I like that. And so if you can develop skills, that's going to give you the opportunity to jump into that leadership role. So the biggest thing that you can do is get as many skills as possible. Now, I'm not saying be a jack of all trades, master of none. I'm not implying that. What I'm implying, though, is that if you have enough skill sets to know enough about something and do enough about something and give enough, you know, like, hey, this is how we do it or how it should be done, but like, this is what we're going to be looking at. Like, I know enough about different areas in the marketing field that I could do them, but it's not like what I'm passionate about. You see what I'm saying? And so that's kind of how I want you to think about this. Another thing that you can do is you could also invest in courses. And I'm a big proponent in courses, like different marketing courses that are out there. And you're like, well, which ones are the good ones? There's different things that you can actually look into. So one of them, I think it's on my phone. There's a course that I'm going to be getting into soon. This is just how to get into more of on the TikTok ad side. Let's see what the course is. I forgot what the website is called. It's hold on a second. I'm sorry. I should have this because it just kind of hit me. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Here we go. Udemy. If you go to udemy.com, U-D-E-M-Y, if you go to udemy.com, you can find some really cheap courses on there. And actually, some of them pretty good. You'll see reviews and stuff like that. And so some of these people that probably have these courses, they either took the course from like somebody else that charged like $1,000 for it, and they're like, hey, it's like $20 here. And it might be like, well, that's kind of unethical. And I agree it is, which is kind of why some of these other bigger courses, what they do is they offer other insider things that you can't purchase there, but you could purchase somewhere else. And it's a little bit higher price point, stuff like that. You know, but that's a start, is like going to Udemy and just gaining skills there. So like, if you want to run Facebook ads, for instance, you want to get better at doing that because you want to do it for the company you work for right now. That's great. Find someone that you can do Facebook ads. Get a course so you can get really good at understanding how to do the Facebook ads, how to set them all up correctly, you know, how to do the targeting correctly, how to do the content and the copy and the creative, all that stuff correctly. And then, you know, once you do that, then start implementing some of the stuff. Start actually executing your, you know, your the things that you're using, and do that for the next 3 months. And if you're getting the customer results, start documenting that and be like, all right, I'm going to interview you after 6 months to kind of get, see how things are going. And so the idea here is that what you're trying to do is you're just simply, I guess the best way to put this, you're simply building a reputation and you're getting these skill sets. Like, all right, I'm getting really good at this stuff. And do that for like 12 months. Do it for a year, okay? A, you're gonna get some extra side hustle income. That's great. Like, nothing wrong with getting a little extra income. I mean, and it might be to the point where you're like, I'm always gonna be doing this, because you're gonna find efficiencies. You will find ways on how to actually do some of this work, you know, with either like you outsourcing pieces of it and then you insourcing the other pieces. That's exactly what I did. You know, like I've outsourced, you know, certain elements of like projects, and then I would manage other elements. And then, you know, I would put in 2 or 3 hours every, I don't know, 2 or 3 days a week. I mean, I would probably work an extra 5 to 10 hours a week, depending on the week, you know, and it was great. I was making a legitimate income from just the side hustle, and it was awesome. I was super happy with that. So, you know, what I want you to understand is that's the first thing, is to really start developing skills. I'm sorry, find a side hustle. And the number two is developing skills. The third thing is start doing the job itself. So if you're looking for a leadership role within your company, then you need to start doing that job of a leader. And if you're like, well, I'm not going to do that. If I'm not getting paid for it, you got to earn it, buddy. You got to go in there. And you gotta earn that. And so what you're gonna do is you're gonna go up to your boss or your leader, and you're gonna say, hey, listen, this is my goal. I wanna become, you know, the director of marketing in the next 12 to 18 months, okay? What do I need to do to achieve that? And if they're like, oh, that's awesome. And it might be like, well, we don't know. We haven't really had that conversation before. We haven't really thought about it. And then you say, okay, this is what I think I need to be doing in order for me to achieve that goal. This is what the role is of a director of marketing for like another tech company or another SaaS company. This is what they do. And so I'm gonna start working on some of these things on top of whatever you're asking me to do as well too. So I'm gonna make time for this, okay? And so you're like, well, it's kind of hard to do all those things in a 40-hour work week. Again, find efficiencies, because you're gonna have to do that. That's part of a leadership role, is finding efficiencies in different places of what you're doing. Okay, like, I mean, an example today, I am working on a quarter's worth of emails. Okay, one quarter, and that's 12 emails, an email per week. And I'm not writing all the emails, so I found some efficiencies. Guess what I started doing? I started taking, you know, I mapped out everything ahead of time, like, you know, the structure of what I wanted, reviewed it with my CEO. He's like, yep, this is game on, let's do this. And I started looking at some of the stuff. I'm like, man, I'm kind of in the brain fart right now. I'm going to use ChatGPT to kind of give me like an outline of what to write for these emails based off some of these blog posts. And that's exactly what I did. I put it in there, said, hey, write this in like in 150 words. And then I started tweaking the content in there to make it kind of fit like our style. I'm like, boom, perfect. Those are efficiencies. So it made me do things a lot quicker. Okay. Now, did I cheat? No, I'm not cheating. This is not content that's going to be sitting on, you know, for SEO. This is internal content. This is email, okay? And then I'm like, oh, this is great. I like this, like this, like this. And it made things a lot quicker for me. And then that's when, you know, things started kind of chugging along. And I think I only have like three more, maybe two more emails to write and I'm done. You know, so where I'm coming from is that you want to find efficiencies in different places. You don't have to do everything. There's ways of you to kind of like clone and duplicate what you're doing. All right. And you can do that by developing skills outside of work. If you're allowed to do skill building inside of work, then do it as well too. But ask your boss and then start doing the job. Start doing those things, okay? And that's how you're gonna start, you know, getting closer to that leadership role as a marketer for your facility or property management company. Start doing the job. And when you start doing the job, you're gonna review it with your CEO or the person you report to. Maybe every 3 months, be like, hey, if I start doing this, can we review it once a quarter? So I can make sure that I'm on track, but also so you can see the results, what's going on. And they're gonna be like, yeah, totally. So you set some time aside and you start scheduling that time and you start kind of going over and like, hey, this is what I'm seeing. And if they're asking like, hey, how are you acquiring all these skills? How are you learning all this stuff? How are you doing all these things? I mean, if you wanna be honest, I would be like, listen, I'm serious about me growing in this role. So I have a side hustle. I basically, you know, after work, I do some side projects on, you know, these things, and I've been doing them. These are the results I've been showing, getting them, and it's been great. And if they start seeing that, they're like, man, this person is dedicated and ambitious. And if they're upset that you have a side hustle, that's probably not the place you want to be working at. They should be happy that you have a side hustle, that you're trying to develop skills because you're taking this stuff seriously. I mean, I have one, and I'll be straight with you on this. Like, I have a side hustle. Like, this is, you know, a part of it, right? I have a full-time job that pays me very well. But in this side hustle right here, I manage it very well. But the thing that I want you to kind of keep in mind and understand is that it's because I love marketing. I really, truly enjoy what I'm doing, and I want to continue to build my skills. And so there are things that I'm like, man, this would be cool to test it out. I think I can run this or do this thing, and I will use it with a you know, someone that's a customer of mine, and kind of, you know, explain, and they still pay me for it. And then when I see the results, we implement it to our company, or vice versa. It's stuff that we're doing in our company, and we're like, fuck, this really worked really well. I'm gonna put it to this side hustle stuff. But you basically will sit down with your CEO or your boss or whoever, and you just kind of, you know, map it out every quarter. Like, this is what we're doing. This is what I want to work on. But like, start playing that role. Don't just start hoping you get it. Start being that. Okay? Start doing the things that are necessary to be that leader. And then the last thing, and I always talk about this in a lot of my podcasts, is everything you do, focus on revenue. Everything should be having some sort of focus or going back towards revenue. Okay? So whatever things you're working on right now for your facility company or property management company, make sure all of your marketing efforts somehow has a dotted line towards revenue. Because if it's not, then it's not going to help move the needle. It's not going to help move the business. And quite frankly, you don't deserve a seat at the table. You don't deserve a seat at the table for leadership. Okay? Like, I can tell you right now, like, what's made me successful in my role right now after 12 months is really because of what I've done in the past and having always a focus on revenue, always having a focus on increasing the bottom line. Hey, this can increase the bottom line by doing that. If I do this, this, and this, this is going to help grow our bottom line to do this. All those little things. Does that make sense? And that's what you want to understand is that the more attention you put into revenue, the more focus you put into that, the better it's going to work out for you. Okay? Because then your leader is going to be like, dang, this person gets it. And you do that for 12 months, 18 months, I promise you, you are going to be getting promoted. And if you're not getting promoted, go look somewhere else. Go find another place to work. Why? Because you deserve it. You put in the work, okay? And really what I want you to understand is that like you've developed the skills, you put in the time, you were doing things like in parallel with each other, right? You have a focus on revenue. You had a side hustle and you're growing, you're improving. And quite frankly, like that's how you're going to build up your skill set and your resume is by doing those things. You know, so, and here's the thing, like, you're going to hit some, and this sounds easy, what I just kind of laid out, you're going to hit some bumps in the road. It's not going to be easy coming out of the gate. But what I can tell you, though, is that when you put in this kind of work, you'll be proud of it later. You'll have, like, a book of business of, like, wow, this is what I did. You'll take screenshots of stuff. You're like, man, this is pretty badass. And then you'll see it again 2, 3, 4, 5 months down the road. And you're like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I accomplished those things. You'll be proud of it. And someone will find you very valuable. And they'll make you an offer for a position that you're going to be excited about. And that's how you do it. Okay. So, you know, I'm not saying go quit your job and just go all in on this thing and then find something else. Because if you really want to be in the facility industry, then be in it. Just find ways to develop better, more skills. Either invest money to develop them, invest time, or do a little bit of both. Sometimes people can't invest the money. Like they don't have the money to do that. That's okay. But maybe you can invest a little bit and then you put more time into it to get better skill sets from it. And I've always been a big believer that whenever you put the time into something, it almost outplays the knowledge of what you have because you're building it right there. That was one of the reasons why I've always kind of been skeptical about getting my MBA, because in my head, I'm like, man, I already took what was theory and made it into reality. So why would I go in there and get an MBA? And one of my friends, he keeps telling me, he's like, it's so that you can have better conversation with the C-suite people. So you get more strategic, you know, you can get into those rooms with those people. And that makes sense. And then now I'm at the point where I'm like, but I'm already in that room with those people. So like, why would I do it? And I don't know. We might, you know, we might think about that down the road. But that's how you grow into the marketing leadership role for your facility or property company. Okay? You do those 4 things, and I promise you, you'll either get promoted to that new role or you'll find a job that people's gonna be like, we want you really bad. Okay? Promise you that. All right. Do 3 things for me. Number 1, review our podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Number 2, connect with me on LinkedIn. And number 3, make sure you share this podcast with somebody else. So either DM them or send them a text message. Thanks a lot and have a great one.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking a listen to our Facility Management Marketing Podcast Secrets. This is your host, Javier Lozano Jr. One other ask I've got for you guys is to subscribe to our email list. You can go to bouldermediasolutions.com/email. And that way you can get updates on some marketing trends that I'm seeing, some strategies that I'm executing. And more importantly, I'll be actually launching some webinars and training that's going to help your company use marketing strategies to essentially grow your business. We'll be doing some training, offering some courses, that sort of stuff. So you can always unsubscribe to that email list. It's no big deal. It's not going to hurt my feelings. This is more for facility managers, facility management companies that want to grow their business by using marketing. All right, guys, thanks a lot and have a great one.